Johnson, so fine. Great, great music back in the day. You listen to me, DJ D, on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston. That's right, the Dance Music Express music series. And for the next hour, I'm going to kick it around a little bit, do some funk, some soul. We're just going to have a lot of fun. And I'm going to have my good friend Rob, is coming into the studio. Rob Vincent's one of Boston's best DJs. I've known him for a long time, and he's just talented, great guy, like me, old, you know what I mean? So we used to do all the clubs back in the day. It's just great. It's going to be fun to see him and kick it around. We're going to talk a little bit, maybe spin some of his music. I'm not sure what we're going to do yet. And you are in the mix with me, DJ D.
For this block party,
it's gonna be East Flatbush, and I think we need to go. Only thing is, we don't have a ride.
But you know what? KJ's about to pick me up in 15 minutes, so
we can swing by and get you.
Okay.
Jean, please be ready.
No problem.
All right, girl. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Unwind with a heard people say is too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There are times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough.
Now remember, I'm putting you on. You're going to be on, so be careful. What else? Barry White. Can't get enough of your love. Hey, you listen to me, DJ D. You are in the mix. And I have great news. My good friend Rob, DJ Rob Vincent, I always say it, and I gotta say it again, one of Boston's best DJs, is in the house. He finally made it. A lot of traffic coming in. He came in from the south, but he made it. He did good. And we're gonna have him say a few words in a little bit. But, you know, if you come into my radio station, I'm not my station, but my show, and you want to hang out, you're going to work. So, Rob, you want to say a couple of quick words? Like, let them know that you're really a true live person. And Rob's going to read our public service announcement, which we have to do every hour. So Rob's going to take over that. But just say a quick hello and so they hear your voice and they know you.
I'm 100% real. First of all, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here. Yeah, like you said, came up from the South Shore, spent some time in downtown Boston the other day, and I got to tell you, pedestrian safety is huge. Born and raised in Boston, we all know what it's like out there. So pedestrian safety, like they say, is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at a safe speed, drive alert. Always scan the road and sidewalks ahead of you for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians, by the way. You never know that sometimes. When they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections, when you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you, so continue to watch for the traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks, obey all traffic signals, and a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Nice job. In fact, I think I'm going to have you come in every Monday and do my PSAs.
That'd be great.
You're doing great. Looking good. You look great. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know, right?
Yeah. Listen, I know. You're kidding me. I'll tell you. It's tough. You know, we have something in common. We're older. Kind of quiet on that one. What's the matter?
I got my tongue right there for sure, yeah.
And you did good coming up with your walker up the stairs. You did good.
I tripped over the frog bug, but it's okay.
All right, so listen, my buddy Rob is in the house. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, people always ask me, Rob, you know, what's it like to be a DJ? How do you start? What do you do? And, you know, just maybe if you want to open up and just talk a little bit about life as a DJ and, but why don't we start off and just tell us a little bit about yourself? We don't want to know anything personal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Myself personally, I mean, there's a bunch of different paths to how people get started, whether it's private parties, clubs, bars, etc. Some people just start doing house parties at their own house. I got started in Boston, born and raised in Boston. I got started with a well-known DJ in South Boston. And I was like 14 or so, just being his little roadie, lugging equipment up and downstairs, setting things up and in and out of clubs, doing clubs and some private parties. And then when I was, say, 15 or 16 years old, my mom asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I told her I wanted my own DJ setup. And there it was a few months later, went out with that same DJ who had me started, got all the equipment I needed, still worked with him, started branching out, doing my own thing. And I did private parties, and I did maybe 17 years old. I was doing some clubs and bars in Boston where, of course,
wow,
you know, that was a nice start. But, you know, wow. I was going to a private school, so mom told me if my grade slipped, you're dropping that job and going somewhere else. But it worked out good. So, I mean, like anybody else, I stopped doing it because I got tired of lugging 12-inch records and a bunch of equipment. But when things started going to external hard drives and laptops, I'm like, yeah, sign me up. Got right back into that, and since then I've been still doing the same thing, private parties. A little bit of clubs here and there, but I'm trying to get more into the private parties. It's the nightlife and staying up till 1, 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning doing clubs. I'm good with that.
Yeah, those days are gone.
Yeah, but now look where I am. Here with you, so life's good. Can't complain.
Yeah. No, I enjoy it too. I mean, that's basically I had the same path that you, and I learned from a couple of guys on Kiss 108. That's how I started. Yeah. And lugging the records, forget about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that no more.
Yeah.
I remember doing those. And then you had to buy not only the albums, but the 45s.
Yeah, the 45, the 12-inch, you got, you know,
and the 12-inch
albums and everything. It was crazy. Yeah.
Did you ever go to Everett Music?
I wouldn't say Everett music. I used to love East Boston. The place in East Boston. I used to go there for the dance club imports from Miami. I used to go there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love Everett. It was a good spot too. Yeah. And the place in Quincy was nice too. We used to get the 45s on the cheap down there for sure.
And another lifetime DJ / music person, Jerry Warren, out of East Boston. You could go over there and buy some. He had tons of music. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
Good stuff. Skippy White's downtown Boston.
Oh, I know. I never played Skippy White's, but I've been there. But
good,
yeah,
good stuff.
Have you played that club?
No, it's a record store.
Just a record store.
It's like well known.
They had a club too at Skippy White's up in
doo wop kind of stuff, a lot of R&B, early R&B, like off the beaten path kind of things. You've probably heard like once or twice in your life. But great guy, still alive today. God bless. Great guy.
What was the club in Mission Hill? We used to go down there all the time. Do you remember that back in the day? You're from Boston. Do you remember that? No. Maybe I'm confused with the name.
The clubs I went to as a DJ was mostly lots of Kimmel Square stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they had the Metro. They had Nine Lands Down.
Yeah.
You know, I was, again, under 17, so I was getting into clubs like 21 and under. Dance Factory back in the day. It was Dance Factory at night, and during the day it was spinoff, your roller skating rink, you know?
Yeah.
But I loved it. I just got a smile on my face right now just thinking about it. So much fun back then.
And then Celebration. Remember Celebration?
Oh, yeah. Celebration. Sis and Lipstick right at the Kimmel Square.
And Kix. You remember Kix? Yeah, that was a black club. I was a little bit uncommon. That was pretty good. And then, of course, we had Boston. And then the other club, Spit. And then what was the one next to Boston? Do you remember? Not Spit. What was that?
There was a club, Axis, down. It was like a punk rock kind of thing.
Yeah. What was it called? Axis, yeah.
Yeah.
God,
I literally grew up maybe like two blocks, maybe three blocks from the Channel nightclub in Boston.
Yeah.
Boston.
Long time ago. Yeah. Unbelievable. And what are you up to now? Where are you playing now? What's your clubs? What are you doing?
I have a monthly gig. Sometimes it's every 3 weeks. Sometimes it's 4 weeks, depending on the availability. But it's a place in Quincy, American Legion in Quincy at 81 Liberty Street. I'm there at least once a month. I play anything from disco seems to go over really well. If it's not disco, it's 70s, 80s, 90s. Of course, you can always get away with throwing a little Motown, because who doesn't like Motown? And of course, I'll throw in some newer stuff if I put some people like, you know, the new Bruno Mars song, people like Justin Timberlake. I can pretty much get away with that. It's an open format, so the crowd does really well. They have a good time. And if you're interested, hit me up, DJ Rob, all one word, Vincent, DJ Rob / Vincent on Facebook. Like me, friend me, follow me, whatever. You'll see anything I post. I try to keep it as professional as possible. I don't play games. It's like legit, all like club things, music stuff, whether I'm playing here, there, wherever. I think you'll like it. There's always music on there. There's always places I'm playing out on there. Other than that, I'm always available for private parties. I do like weddings. I'll do weddings, I'll do anniversaries, birthday parties, etc. Always on the move, always looking for something. Not just stuck in the Boston loop. I'll travel north, south, west. You know, if the venue's right, if it's something that fits me as well as it fits them, everybody's happy. I'll do it.
And have you ever done the boats or anything like that, or?
No, I've never done the boats, even though I grew up literally 5 minutes from the boats in South Boston. I've never done it, no.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, growing up in Boston, what that was like and where you were from? We don't need to know your address, what color the house was, who's home, who's not. We don't want to, you know what I mean? We like you, but.
I don't know. Growing up in Boston was nice. I mean, of course, everything changes over time. It's not the same Boston as it was when I grew up. But then again, what is, you know, 30, 40 years later? It was good. Lots of people that, you know, close-knit, lots of Irish, Italian families there. I mean, just my block alone, there was maybe 12 or 15 houses on the street. We owned like seven of them, all multifamily. So you're always around family, which is great at some points, but not so great when you're trying to skip school and not get caught. But it has its privileges and its setbacks, I guess. But it was fun. I mean, even to this day, I'll go places and play somewhere, and they say, I had no idea. You were going to, like, Saturday I did a wedding, and someone came up to me. I had no idea you were going to be here, you know?
Really? Where was that?
That was at a place in Quincy. It was like an American Legion kind of Elks place. Nice time, good, great couple, good looking young couple, big turnout. They did great.
Yeah, and you were the host, or what were you doing?
I was DJ and MC the whole party.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, start to finish.
Good, good. And then there's a couple of times I promoted you on a nightclub. I think it was Quincy.
Yeah, at that point it was Heritage Hall.
Okay, what is it now?
It's the same thing I'm doing now, but I'm doing it not at Heritage Hall. I'm doing it at the American Legion.
Okay, great.
Same thing. I just switched venues, that's all.
Great, great.
Yeah,
we'll have to get you on the boats this summer. We'll get you up there and
on the North Shore. I just love playing music.
It'll be a little bit of a drive for you, but, you know, we'll get you up there. And anything else you'd like to add? Let me ask you this. If people want to reach out to you, what's your media information and your media contact? How do they do that?
Honestly, the best way is to shoot me a message on Facebook. Like I said, DJ Rob, all one word, the space, Vincent, DJ Rob Vincent on Facebook. Just make sure it's the one from Boston, because I think there's someone with a similar name up in New Hampshire or something like that. Just shoot me a message in there, inbox me, something like that, or whatever. That's always the best way, because I'm always on that.
That's great. And you know what I do, Rob, a lot? I always give shout-outs to the people that I really care for that tune in to me. And this one particular girl, I think she'd probably rather hear it from you than me, my baby Denise.
All right. There's my chance to give a shout-out to Denise. I guess, Denise, whoever you are, here's your shout-out. Hope you enjoy it. It's from me and not from D, so I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I'd say you'd probably rather hear from me. But.
Denise, he's better looking than me, and he has money.
I
know. I'm so broke I can't pay attention. You kidding me?
Join the club.
All right, musically, let's continue. We're going to do a pre-noontime workout a little bit. We're going to mix a little bit. We're not going to go too crazy on you. And we might bring Bob back in. Maybe we'll put him on the wheels of steel. Rob, there you go. You forgot to put that name tag on, right?
Hello, my name is Rob, yeah.
All right, DJD WMFO 91.5, The Dance Music Express Music Series. We'll be right back. You're in the mix with DJ Rob Vincent. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. What a night. Well, what a day it's been right here at WMFO 91.5 with my good friend Rob in-house, the Boston DJ. You can check up with him. You can check him out. And it's Rob Vincent, DJ. And he has some media. We said it earlier, but he has some media stuff that... what is it, Bob? What's your media
DJ
thing?
DJ Rob Vincent.
What is it?
DJ Rob Vincent.
All you're going to do is type in DJ Rob Vincent and you'll catch up with him. He's got some great shows coming up. He's just a great person. And also, my good friends are in the house, courtside with Gavin and Marcus. They do the sports program. They're just an incredible group. And while I'm at it, I just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in to us today. Thank you very much, all my listeners throughout the United States, Italy, Hong Kong, China, we love you guys, and we thank you so much for tuning in to us. We'll have Rob back in the future. We're going to do it again. We're going to do some other stuff. And what else is happening? Just quickly, always remember to keep your safety. And remember, from me, Gavin, Marcus, and Rob, we love you. Be safe. DJD, MFO 91.5.
Gavin Evans and Marcus Frank.
Must-see TV.
That's more than two words.
You didn't say two words. You said quick to the point.
You just said I got two words.
I'm your host, Marcus Frank, here with my co-host,
Gavin Evans.
This is Courtside on WMFO
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Gavin, it's good to be back. We took a little one-week hiatus. We had Marathon Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really busy week. We had Spring Fling also this Saturday,
yep,
which Gavin and I both went to. Zara Larson, Group Love. You have
Gavin? I did, but I've been catching a lot of flack for this. I did not know who Zara Larson was before this concert.
Yeah, honestly, me neither. I know she's been going kind of more viral recently. She had dropped some new music. You know the song Stateside?
I did. I saw that with the Olympics. Yeah. Right, yeah.
That was a good song. She played that. We also went to a Darty, and we just thought it topical. We have a sports show. We saw a lot of people wearing
really good
jerseys,
sports jerseys there.
Some really out there jerseys also.
Do we want to just, I mean, start off with, I
so
think, the best?
I saw a lot of Brunson jerseys, yeah, which, being a New Yorker, Knicks fan, I appreciated that a lot. I went up, said hi. Also, an Angel Reese jersey, which I was kind of surprised by. I don't think I've ever seen an Angel Reese jersey out in the wild before. Also, craziest jersey we saw, OJ Simpson signed jersey.
Signed OJ Simpson.
Signed
jersey.
OJ Simpson jersey. I don't know why you're going to DTD wearing a signed OJ jersey. I feel like those must go for a lot of money, especially like since he died. You know what they say? If the jersey doesn't fit, you must acquit. Okay. But the playoffs have started just over a week ago. And I thought it was going to be kind of a bummy first round. I don't know about you, Gavin.
Yeah. No, it was not looking too great, especially after the first couple games. Looked like there were going to be a lot of sweeps. But things have really turned around.
It's pretty close playoffs.
Yeah,
considering
there's
things.
Only one 3-0 series right now, I think. And that Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Phoenix Suns.
It's about to be a sweep.
To be expected.
I mean, there's nothing to talk
about.
Where's
the broom? It's a sweep, you know.
But some upsets also. Really some unexpected turnarounds. Like, you have the, Knicks-Hawks, 2-2. Cavs Raptors, and most surprising, one, the Magic's made the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
two,
surprising.
They're up 2-1 against the Pistons, which I think is crazy.
The number one seed in the East Pistons.
And I mean,
with Cade Cunningham back for the playoffs.
They're a good team. Like, it's kind of reminiscent of that one Al Horford Hawks team that they were, like, overwhelmingly number one, like, a bunch of years back. And then they got swept in the first round. But should we just jump into things?
Yeah, I think let's go right ahead. Where do you want to start?
Should we start with the Celtic Sixers, which...
Oh, man.
Unfortunate for you, Gavin.
It's
I'm
a
sorry.
Rough one. So we did get the chance to go to game one. I don't remember if we got a chance to talk about this. About a 30-point loss. Really demoralizing. But what are you going to do? We came back. We won game two. Decent win in game two. I think Vijay Edgecombe had 30 points, 10 rebounds in game two. So really exciting stuff from the Rook. And games three and four were just bad. But I think highlight of the series, Embiid officially back from his appendectomy last night.
Shout out.
Amazingly quick return. Normally athletes don't come back this quickly from, I mean, a really major surgery that involves removing an organ, right? So it's a pretty invasive thing. Came back, I think had the Sixers' first 8 points of the game. Like the offense was flowing through him. Unfortunately, including Embiid, the shots were just not going down for anybody. And that's, I think, really been the defining theme of this series, is the Sixers had one good shooting game, and it was game two they won, and the Celtics had a bad shooting game. Every other game, Sixers can't make a shot to save their lives. Celtics shot 50% from the field last night. From three, and I think also 50 from the field.
I mean, that's the Celtics,
Joe
Mazzulla Celtics.
Yeah.
Like they'll chuck up threes, and it's a shooting variance. Like that's what it's up to, for the Sixers also. Just especially when you're like overwhelmingly the worst team. If you have a hot game, you win. If they have a cold game and you have a hot game, you blow them out. Like that's what it is. But
well, and the worst part is, Their two superstars, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, had really like stinkers in the first half. They didn't play well. And the rest of the team just stepped up. Like there's really nothing you can do against that team that they don't have an answer for. They're well coached. They're amazing shooters. Just like.